AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin faces the possibility of up to 40 years in prison when he's sentenced in 2 months. He was found guilty on 2 murder charges and a manslaughter charge for the death of George Floyd last May. Frederick Ingram was among the hundreds of people who marked the verdict at the intersection where Floyd died.
This is not only good for me and this community, it's good for my son. It's good for people who look like me. It is good for people who just want a better society, who want a better community. That's what this is about.
President Biden says Floyd's death can lead to a better country.
The guilty verdict does not bring back George. But through the family's pain, they're finding purpose. So George's legacy will not be just about his death, but about what we must do in his memory.
Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says today's conviction sends a loud and clear message to police, not just in Minneapolis, but across the country.
This means that there needs to be more meaningful training by police agencies. There needs to be more attention paid by police officers to the training that they receive. And those officers need to take into account exactly what has happened here, and they need to give due consideration to a situation when they encounter it.
Weinstein says an appeal by Chauvin is certain. One person is dead, 2 others wounded, shot by a fellow employee in the office of a grocery store on New York's Long Island. Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder on WABC.
The deceased is a male, approximately 49 years of age. The other 2 victims are at area hospitals right now. They are conscious and alert.
A store manager was killed. Police say Gabriel DeWitt Wilson, who worked at the store as a grocery cart wrangler, was arrested at an apartment complex some 2 miles from the store. This is AP News. NASA is putting its trust in a recycled SpaceX rocket and capsule to ferry a crew of 4 to the International Space Station. SpaceX Benji Reed.
On a flight-proven Dragon and a flight-proven Falcon. And so that'll be another first and a very important thing, as we all have talked before, flying on reused vehicles, on flight-proven vehicles, is key towards greater flight reliability and lowering the cost of access to space.
The launch is set for Thursday morning from Cape Canaveral. A federal judge overseeing a homelessness lawsuit in Los Angeles orders the city and county to find shelter for all unhoused residents of Skid Row within 180 days and audit any spending related to the crisis of people living on the streets. In his ruling, Judge David O. Carter slammed officials' inability to restrain the unprecedented growth of homeless encampments into nearly every neighborhood in the area. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.